This is A Couple Cooks Small Bites, bite-sized food for thought. I'm Sonia Overheiser.
And I'm Alex Overheiser. We're the podcast that pairs small bites of food with short-form interviews to inspire you in less than 20 minutes.
You can go to our website, acouplecooks.com, for hundreds of recipes, healthy living inspiration, and our cookbook, Pretty Simple Cooking. Today on the show, why eat organic? Hey, welcome to Small Bites,
Hello.
The show where we cut out the small talk and get right to the point. I even cut off Alex.
That's right. Right to the point. And today's guest is prolific when it comes to the topic of organic and why to eat it. His name is Gary Hirschberg. He founded the yogurt company, Stonyfield Yogurt, and he's here to tell us everything you need to know about organic foods.
We get a lot of questions from followers and listeners about organic. Should everything we eat be organic? What is organic? So we thought we would bring in Gary, Mr. Organic himself, to break it down for us.
So every episode, we eat a little appetizer, a small bite, if you will, to intro the episode. What do we have today?
So this small bite is one of my favorite recipes from our website, A Couple Cooks, and it looks pretty understated, actually. It's a bunch of apples that have been cut into matchsticks, and there's some chives in there, so there's some little green flecks, but let's taste it because that's where the magic comes in. Ready?
I'm ready.
Hmm.
Whoa. So that's not just apples in there.
No, there's a magical bite of something else. Do you notice this?
Well, I do because we wrote this recipe. It is Manchego cheese. And so,
even though
it all looks like apples, you got a mix of the two flavors, some savory, some sweet, some tangy, just in those two ingredients.
Yeah, and those apples are super sweet, tart. What was the variety that you bought?
I think those were Fuji.
Because you went shopping. Okay, yeah. Fuji. Fuji apples, so they're super tart and sweet, and then you have that contrasted against the chewy Manchego cheese. And I think the fun part about it is that you can't tell the Manchego's in there. So they all just look like these kind of white-looking matchsticks. Some of the bites are apples, some of the bites are cheese, and it is one of our favorites. It's a fan favorite. People love making this salad. So I will leave the link to this recipe in the show notes. And the reason we chose this recipe is actually based on the Dirty Dozen list. So what's the Dirty Dozen list?
Well, I'm sure Gary will dig into this a bit more, but it's this list of foods that are really important to buy organic because they are foods that soak up the chemicals that are around the plants. So if you're adding pesticides or weed killers around those plants, these foods on the Dirty Dozen list are most likely to soak up those chemicals.
So it's an easy thing to use if you're a little overwhelmed by organic and you just want to buy a few things organic. This is a great list. And apples are on that list. They're fourth on the list. So the top one is strawberries, then spinach, nectarines, and apples. I will leave a link to this list in the show notes as well so you can read up on all the rest of the Dirty Dozen list.
So let's get talking to Gary and talk organics.
Gary Hirschberg is co-founder of Stonyfield Organic, America's leading organic yogurt producer. He is author of the book Stirring It Up, How to Make Money and Save the World. And he's received 12 honorary doctorates, numerous awards for environmental leadership, including a Lifetime Achievement Award by the EPA. Basically, he's guru of all things organic. Gary, welcome to Small Bites.
So happy to be with you guys.
So organic is a huge topic, and we thought we would break it down today. What's a very simple definition of organic, and why is it something the everyday person should care about?
Well, you're challenging me here. It's, of course, not simple. This is, you're asking me to compress 40 years of work here, but I'll do the best I can.
Two sentences.
I think the first thing for people to understand is that organic is a certified, verifiable label or standard that confirms to consumers and can give consumers the confidence that the products were grown or produced without the use of toxic or persistent chemicals, obviously in the case of agriculture, pesticides, herbicides, chemical fertilizers, synthetic growth hormones, and any unnatural additives.
That was one sentence. Even better.
Okay. One long one, but sure.
So why is it something the everyday person should care about? I think some people will immediately think of the personal benefits, but are there also broader benefits for our community and the world around us?
Yeah, of course, there are enormous benefits. But the main reason people should care is that according to the President's Cancer Panel, something in the order of one in two men and one in three women in this country are going to be diagnosed with cancer in our lifetimes. The number one reason is inadvertent exposure to chemicals in our everyday life, whether through our air, water, soil, or our food, obviously. And food is one of the primary ways of getting compounds right into your bloodstream. So I mentioned and I stressed in my definition that this is certified organic that we're talking about here. This is not a word like natural that has no meaning anymore. There are ice creams out there that don't change shape when they melt, but they still say natural on the label. this is a legal definition with rules, regs, and stiff penalties behind it that require that whether you're a yogurt maker or a beer maker or a cotton clothing maker, you have to subject your entire supply chain and all of your manufacturing and processing to the scrutiny and inspection by outsiders who are going to be digging and looking to make sure that these additives aren't there. The problem that we have as a society now is that we've sort of no one set out to toxify or pollute our planet or ourselves, but the reality is that we're exposed to something in the order of 100,000 human-made chemicals every single day. Only about 5% of which have ever been tested for safety, none of which have ever been tested in terms of their cumulative impacts. In other words, what happens when you get small doses of Roundup, you know, glyphosate or pesticides in your food. They're showing that, for example, with oats, and we are now about to begin a process of looking at wheat, something like 95% of non-organic oats in this country contain actual measures of glyphosate. And the problem is, It's been determined by the World Health Organization that it's a probable carcinogen. In other words, it probably causes cancer, not definitively, but probably does. And yet we have no idea what are the safe amounts. And so back to your real fundamental question here. What organic certification, when you see that USDA seal, what it really can do is it gives you peace of mind that, you know, where you can't go out and inspect every field, right, for every piece of lettuce that you eat or feed your family or every yogurt that you're feeding your family. It gives you peace of mind that someone has done that and that the odds are much, much greater that there's no or little presence of chemicals relative to other foods. And just one last thing I want to say quickly is just last week, you may have seen a 5-year study was released from France that showed they sampled over 7,000 consumers over 5 years. And it was published in JAMA, you know, so in the Journal of American Medical Association. So it's in one of the most prestigious medical journals out there. And it showed that people who are eating organic food have a 25% lower likelihood of contracting cancer. So if there's no other reason to buy organic, you know, prevention, the cheapest form of healthcare there is, right? Not getting sick is it. And I don't want to go on and on and on, but I just will say quickly that there's a whole huge host of other benefits from organic. We know that it improves carbon content in soils. Organic by using compost instead of chemical fertilizers takes carbon out of the atmosphere, puts it in the soil. That's an absolutely critical. It's the only real solution to climate change. We're going to have to not just slow down global warming. We have to reverse it. And sequestering carbon is the way to do that. We know that organic, because it doesn't use toxic pesticides, improves biodiversity. In other words, you get more micro and macroorganisms. We grow sugar in Brazil on a 35,000 acre farm where 300 species have returned. Even large cats like cougars are wandering around because the whole food chain has been restored because you're not killing the birds, the butterflies, the bees, and the bugs that they all eat. We also know that organic farmers benefit from organic. Not only are they raising their families in pesticide-free environments, which, of course, everybody wants, but they all actually get a better income. And for example, in the northeastern U.S. right now, conventional dairy farmers are basically an endangered species. The price they're getting for non-organic milk is below what it costs them to produce it. Only organic farmers are actually making it. And that's true across most categories. So I call it, in summary, I call organic win-win-win-win-win commerce. It's, you know, the planet wins, animals. By the way, organic cows fed on organic food live twice as long as non-organic cows. So, you know, the farmers benefit, the land benefits, the earth benefits, future generations benefit. And of course, fundamentally we as consumers benefit because it's just essentially preventative healthcare. It's one big step you can take with a certified guarantee that it has been inspected to help you and your family avoid unnecessary illness.
One of the biggest drawbacks that people mention is that cost that you mentioned, that things are a little bit more expensive. If they were going to start buying something organic, where would you start?
I would say that there are two primary places to go first. If you can't afford to change your entire menu over, then number one would be produce, vegetables, because of course they get a direct spray. And I know you guys know about the Environmental Working Group's Dirty Dozen. Really important for your listeners. The Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15 both give us really easy, simple access to lists of products that if you can't get food organic, then you at least either want to avoid, in the case of the Dirty Dozen, and top of the list is peaches and strawberries and spinach, and then products that you want to choose if you can't get organic, and avocados is the top of that list. So your listeners should definitely go to ewg.org for access to that list. And by the way, this is also true of cosmetics. They have the Skin Deep site where you can also see those things that you can or shouldn't be putting on your skin or your hair or whatever. And then you'll be shocked to hear me tell you that dairy is probably the next thing that you can do after produce. And the reason very simply is that we have a bigger problem than just pesticides in organics. We have the problem, or in our food system, we have the subtherapeutic use, overuse of antibiotics and hormones. And while a lot of companies will say they're GMO-free or they're hormone-free or they're antibiotic-free, sadly, only organic gives you the appearance of that certified seal gives you absolute certainty that, like I say, these companies have been scrutinized, have been checked. And so like I say, it's a body of law. And that really is the difference with organic. All these other names are wonderful and they make us feel good and, local and farm to table and cage free. But this is the only certified body that covers all of these areas. So I would say it's produce. And by that, I include obviously fruits and vegetables, followed by dairy. Next, if you can make the switch, go to meat, any animal products, because again, that's another way that you're getting these compounds through to you. But I do want to say quickly that I think this question you asked is so critical. People walk around feeling guilty, right, about that they can't buy enough organic, or that they, what do? They're just faced with, a budget. And what I want to say is that it doesn't matter how much you can do. It matters that you start. Because the reality is if every one of us bought one, right now the organic sector in the U.S. just crossed the $50 billion annual sales mark, okay, which is amazing, right? But it's only 4.4% of total U.S. food. So every time we buy one thing, even if it's, one thing per week, you are driving up numbers, which are ultimately going to bring, that's the only way we bring the cost down. If we can get organic at 4.4% of U.S. food to 7, 8, 10, 12, 15, 20%, and that's how we're going to get price under control. So, people shouldn't feel guilty about what they can't do. They should just feel proud about what they can do.
I love how you broke that down. I think it can feel very complicated and confusing. There's a lot of science behind it. There's a lot of politics. There are so many different things to think about. But in the end, all you have to think about as a consumer is, hey, I want to take one small step towards making my food healthier, and organic is a good place to start. So I love that you brought up the Dirty Dozen. We'll add links to those lists of produce that you can buy that's organic. And that's kind of how Alex and I started out too, was okay, let's try to eat just one thing that's organic per week. And then you can go from there. So you don't have to read books on it. You don't have to be an expert like Gary is. You can just take those really small steps in the grocery store.
And again, that's such a great summary. And again, I would say it even more simply, just look for the seal.
So you obviously have tremendous care for the earth and you're a really important figure in the organic movement right now. Take us back to earlier in your life, real quick, before we let you go. Where did this passion for caring for the planet come from?
You know, it really began as a young boy. I was the son and grandson of shoe manufacturers. I used to watch all the chemicals go out into the rivers and the fish swimming upside down. And, you know, I had no clue what was going on. But as a child, I could sense that the pretty colors swirling into the rivers behind our factories and the fact that the view of the ocean from the top of New Hampshire's summit became obscured by pollution over the course of my childhood. There was something wrong. And so I went off to college to study. I wound up studying climate change to study what's going on here and why are we doing these bad things. And to make a really long story short, I came to understand that organics, like I've said before, covers all the bases. You get less pollution, less toxins, less water use. I didn't say that to you before, but when you put more carbon in the soil, like organic does, you actually use and need less water to go organic. So I learned that organic really checks all the boxes. It's good for animals. It's good for humans. It's good for business. It's good for farmers. And as you say, got really passionate about this from a very early stage. I never imagined I was going to be in business. I set out to really be an ecologist, but now I realize that the business is the force that got us into this mess. Climate change and toxification and it's the force that's going to be most effective at getting us out. But we need what you do every day, you too. We need consumers to, demystify this, not make it so complicated. Just understand that every time you run an item past a scanner, you're voting for the kind of world you want. And so when you run that organic item by, you're growing the organic economy, you're growing preventative health, you're helping the planet, and again, you're protecting your family. So I don't think there's anything more important that we can be doing than reversing climate change, reducing toxins, and preventing and helping our families avoid unnecessary illness.
And how can you say no to that? Win, 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 win.
Exactly.
Gary, thank you so much for joining us today.
It's a pleasure. I love what you guys do. Thank you for what you do every day too.
I love talking to someone who's a master of their field. Gary really just breaks down these complicated things for you, and he's done the research so that we don't have to.
Yeah, and he's so, so passionate about this topic. I always learn so much when I speak with him, so it was such a pleasure to have him here today.
If you'd like to hear more of Gary's story, there's a wonderful interview on the NPR podcast called How I Built This, where he talks about the crazy story of building Stonyfield Organic.
Yeah, I think his mother-in-law was called multiple times for funding in the early stages of his company. So it's a really fun listen to hear how he built that company from the ground up. If you'd like to follow along more with us, we are over at acouplecooks.com sharing recipes, including the recipe for this apple Manchego salad, which I will be continuing to eat as the credit music rolls.
And thanks for listening to Small Bites. If you enjoyed this show, we would love it if you shared this episode with a friend and gave us a rating in your podcast app. Talk to you next time.